This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:35 a.m. You are listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar with Wong Xiaoning and Mark Tan. Now, in half an hour, we have the opening bell where we check out how Bursa Malaysia begins the trading day. But in the meantime, we're taking a look at early childhood education. The World Bank, in collaboration with the Ministry of Education, this week released a comprehensive report on Malaysia's current childhood education landscape. The review identified gaps between the targets of the MOE and the real outcomes to date, and also recommended short, medium, and long-term improvement plans for the government and stakeholders.
Here are some significant findings. Malaysia did not achieve the National Education Blueprint's target of universal preschool enrollment by 2020, and the deadline has been moved to 2025. However, preschool enrollment rates did rise from under 67% in 2009 to 84% in 2020.
At the same time, we did not meet the target for all preschool teachers to obtain a minimum qualification of a diploma in early childhood care and education by 2020. So what are the issues behind these shortcomings, and how can we raise the bar on early childhood education?
For insights from the report, we speak to Dr. Aya Rinkanen, Senior Education Specialist from the World Bank. Good morning, Aya. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's begin by putting into context why this issue is so important. How does early childhood care and education, shortened to ECCE, impact a country's national development and economy?
Well, good morning, everybody, and I'm pleased to be here with you this morning. And for many people, the issue of early childhood education is quite important on a kind of personal level and then, of course, on national level. And there are multiple angles that we can use when we look at the issue of importance. But let me highlight a couple. So first of all, I want to kind of mention that when we talk about early childhood education and care, we talk about the children from their birth until to the age when they go to school. And this age group is not only what Malaysia is thinking currently, but it is an issue that many countries are considering. What to do with the early childhood education services, what to do with the preschool. And in Eastern Asia, Pacific area, countries like Vietnam and Philippines, they are, my colleagues, I know the World Bank colleagues, they are working on the topic with their national governments. Mm. But first of all, the human capital development angle is quite important here. And the UNESCO just launched a report where they mentioned that the first 5 years of life are the best period of human development, because the brain development, most of it occurs by the age of five. So our brains are developing when we are small. So then we need to really focus on that age group.
Now, Dr. Aija, you just mentioned brain development. So why has Malaysia failed to achieve the universal preschool enrollment target that we had set for ourselves in 2020?
Well, nothing in education or in the government level, it's not very, very simple. But Malaysia has done a lot already. The steps that needs to continue to be taken, for example, Malaysia has added preschool classes. They have given grants to families and private preschool providers, and they have been supporting the food programs, for example, that also help the brain development, the nutritious food. Mm. But then the pandemic has been a big part here. Like you mentioned, that there was a good kind of rise in enrollment rates, but then the pandemic hit and the schools were closed at the long time, and then the kind of enrollment stopped at that point. But there are a couple of things, for example, the public expenditure in preschools. OECD suggests to spend at least 1% of the GDP on pre-primary education. And in Malaysia, that is 0.15%. So there is way to go on GDP. And then UNESCO has recommended to allocate at least 10% of public education expenditure on pre-primary, and Malaysia, the number is 3.2. So more kind of a public expenditure could be used on this. But then in practical level, there are limited seats in public preschools, those that are free for children or subsidized for parents. And Ministry of Education and Department of Community Development, the KEMAS, they have been expanding the number of preschool classes, but it has not been fast enough. And especially in areas near workplaces and high density states like Selangor, KL and Putrajaya, there is a lack of seats. Mm-hmm. And here comes the private sector to help, because then private sector has added their places for preschool to kind of help the government to add the places. Mm. But now there are lots of agencies that work on preschool education. There is a Ministry of Education, there is a Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development, there is this KEMAS I already mentioned, and maybe other private organizers. So lots of players in the field. So coordination would be beneficial here.
Okay. So you've mentioned some of these, you know, better funding, better coordination within government agencies. I see some of these as short-term measures that perhaps will improve on universal enrollment. But what about longer-term policies? What kind of longer-term policies should we as a country consider to achieve this universal enrollment target?
Yes. Well, the long term in education is always the thing, because education is something that you start developing now and you see the results in 10 to 15 years. And many governments, when they work, they need to have some short term results also, because that is expected from the government. So alongside with the short term goals, governments should work on the long term goals as well. And I want to start with mentioning that first the government should kind of think that how do they see the preschool education and early childhood education? Do they see that to be part of the social service sector, or do they see that to be part of an education journey? And those are kind of a little bit different angles how to see the early years. So, and many countries have now leaned towards the educational thinking on this. And when they have been doing this, then we start talking about making the preschool education compulsory. And now we are not talking many years, we are talking for the 1 year before starting primary school, making the 1 year of preschool education compulsory for all children. And then for a long run, we need to expand the number of preschool classes. And we also should make ECCE licensing and renewal of those licensings for private providers easier.
You were talking about how we can improve the universal education in terms of universal enrollment for preschool education. Can we take a look at teachers? Because you did mention improving the quality of teachers. How do you think ECCE teachers can be better supported, and also ECCE made as a career path that's more attractive? Because are we attracting the right kind of, I guess, workforce to this field?
Yes, I love talking about teachers. I'm a teacher myself. Yes, I started as a special education teacher in 1992, and I did that for 9 years before I moved to different type of educational work. But teachers, they are so important. And when we want to have a strong teacher force in the country, we also need to have strong curriculum, because curriculum is the tool for teachers. Then we need to have learning environments that where the teachers can work in, kind of the school buildings, the materials, the equipment, and so on. So these are kind of what is needed to support the teachers in their work. But then when we talk about teaching, we need to have qualified teachers. And that means that we need to have teachers who have had some training on teacher-specific areas. And when you talk about preschool, we want to have teachers who have been trained to be preschool teachers, because preschool pedagogy is different from school pedagogy. And at this moment in Malaysia, the government preschool have very high number of qualified teachers in their classes, but the lack is in private part, where more than 50% of the private preschool teachers are not qualified. And the type of skills that then you earn when you go and have this kind of a initial training to be a preschool teacher are multiple, but maybe most important is the pedagogical skills.
Well, thank you so much, Aya, for speaking to us. I know that we've only touched the surface of this issue. There are so many more threads that we can explore, and I hope to have you back on for a much longer conversation on the show. That was Aya Rinkanen, Senior Education Specialist from the World Bank, giving us some insights from their recent report on the quality of a Malaysian preschool education.
I think the point she made that the pandemic had a big effect on the enrollment numbers. So I noticed in my own neighborhood, some of the preschools did actually close down during the pandemic because, you know, they didn't have the numbers, the parents couldn't send the kids over there. So definitely an issue for us.
Yeah, but you know, it's a good reminder that preschool education is so critical, right? Because the brain formation, the development, so much of it takes place when you're really young. So the government should focus on it. But some practical issues need to be resolved. One of which are, do we have enough preschools, especially in remote areas, access to that easy? Are the fees affordable? Do parents know about these options out there?
And are we employing the right teachers with the right skills? Are we equipping them with what they need to help a younger generation grow, right? To nourish the minds of the younger generation. It's such a deep topic, and I really hope that we can have more conversations on this. It is 8:47 in the morning. We're going to head into some messages, but we will come back to discuss results coming out of Corporate Malaysia, including CIMB and Hong Leong Bank. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.